And whatsoever you do, do it from the heart, as to the Lord, and not for men, knowing that you shall receive of the Lord the reward of inheritance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Church gives us the wonderful feast, solemnity of St. Joseph the Worker. This feast, inaugurated in 1955 by Pope Pius XII, was given to us to counteract what was happening in the world, post-World War, when the communists were, in a way, promoting the laboring class, as it were, the communist state, and the workers for the state. And what we have today is a Christian concept of work, contrary to what we see with the communist, where the worker is a cog in the wheel, where he is lost all his rights, and everything is given to the state with no rights at all in communist society because they share everything. But as we know, the more they try to tell us they share everything, the more everything is not shared. And we see the same effects in other systems, as we'll see today. So we see the blessings of work, which, of course, was part of the inheritance that we received because of original sin, that we had to labor by the sweat of our brows and brow and to work for our living. It was a punishment for sin. But that doesn't mean it was something that could not be endured and that could not give us pleasure. Because God is good, and he has ennobled man to use his talents and to find pleasure and work, not only for himself and his family, but also for the good of society. So work is something which we all do, and is something that is very ennobling and is very helpful. And as we see in today's readings, it is done for the Lord and is very rewarding. For as we work and as we do things, the Lord says, we will be blessed. We also know that when we work, we do it for the good of others. And the Lord said, whatever you do for the least of my brethren, you do for me. And so certainly a family man, a husband working for his family, is giving his whole life for the good of his family, like St. Joseph, the carpenter, can receive a great reward. For whatever you do it for the Lord, not for men. And that's the wonderful salutary example of what work is all about. Doing it for the Lord, for the good of the family, and for the good of the church, and for society. So we see that work, St. Paul tells us, all whatsoever you do in the word or indeed in work, do it all for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Charity to the family and to the neighbor. For the glory, as St. Paul tells us, of the mystical body of Christ, called to one body. So all for the glory of God, Jesus Christ, and the church. So St. Paul would also go on and say we should be thankful for our abilities to do special work for God and for the family. And do everything for the Lord. St. Joseph is a wonderful example for us, as we see in today's reading. The readings tell us of how Joseph was the hero of the Holy Family, the most perfect of families. They lived in poverty and simplicity. And because of that, the Pharisees disregarded them because they were so poor. They wondered how Jesus could learn so much. The carpenter's son, isn't his mother Mary, and so forth. So this is St. Albertus Magnus tells us, in a way, this was a criticism of Jesus and a rationale for them for not believing him, because they did not know how he could obtain so great a learning and also miracles. They couldn't see for themselves how, if the man has, as Jesus has, the gift of of miracles and great wisdom that he must be a great man. They were too much concerned with the persons, where he came from, how wealthy he was, and so on, as if a carpenter's son could not be a great man. And this was their stubbornness. And of course, it was just a rationale for their obstinate unbelief. They explained it away and just put him down, like a lot of people do. If they don't believe something, they have an answer for themselves, explaining why somebody can't do something and why they shouldn't do it. It's just an example for them to justify what they're doing. And so we see that with Jesus in today. How come this man, by this wisdom and miracles, is not this the carpenter's son? So Jesus was poor because God wanted him to be poor. And God's wisdom is greater than men. We see this in today's readings, and how in Detroit, unless the Lord build a house, they labor in vain who build it. So the Lord built the house of Jesus, the Holy Family, and he builds the house of all the Christians, all those who obey the law of God and the will of God and work for a living and work hard will be blessed. Work doesn't have to be something that's a punishment for our sins. It's something ennobling and beautiful and done for the world. It's just so sad nowadays that we see how work is disregarded. We see with the communists how the people do not have the chance to own property and so forth. And this also is one of the problems of the capitalist society. Cardinal Bourne, in a pastoral letter to the English, wrote about the problems in England at that time after World War I. Writing, he said, "Capitalism began really with the robbery of church property in the 16th century, which threw the economic and social advantage into the hands of the landowning and the trading classes. The Industrial Revolution of the 18th century found England already in the hands of the well-to-do classes. The effect of competition uncontrolled by morals has been to segregate more and more the capitalists from the wage-earning classes, and to form the latter into a proletariat, a people owning nothing but their labor power, and tending to shrink more and more from the responsibility of both ownership and freedom." Now, what we see here is happening today in our own society. Because in our own country, with the capitalism and the government allowing them ownership to take away the jobs of people by sending them to foreign countries, American manufacturing has lost so many factories in the last 25, 30 years. And we see how so many people today, especially the young people, can't find jobs. The root cause of that is, of course, the greed of people. As Cardinal Bourne talks about here, he spoke about the growth of the capitalist system after the Protestant Revolution. This was true because, as Hilaire Belloc says, that in England there was no poverty in the Middle Ages because of the monastic system. People could always go and work in the monasteries, and the monasteries would provide food and work for the people and could give them care and so forth. There was no poverty. Poverty became apparent after the Protestant Reformation, when the ruling classes took over the land and would not allow the people to have the land. This is why Pope Leo XIII, in his encyclicals, talks about the right of people to own private property. This is something the state doesn't allow, and this is something that's becoming less and less more possible in our own country. People can't get jobs, they can't get money to buy land, and so on. The great reform movement in England in the 20th century, headed by Hilaire Belloc, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, and Father Vincent McNabb, a Dominican, spoke about the rights of the people to own property. They called it distributivism, to distribute the property among people. We see this today. People can't afford to own a home. People have to work double, mothers and fathers have to work, and so forth and so on. So we see that the work today has become a very difficult situation. No longer is it ennobling because people cannot earn the proper wages to take care of their families. This is not what God wants. God wants us to build the house, and he will take care of it. They labor in vain who do not work for the Lord. So we do need a great reform. This is sort of what Our Lady was talking about at Fatima when she said Russia would spread her errors. The errors of communism are now also the errors of capitalism, which is marching towards socialism here into this country, Marxist socialism, where the government controls everything and taxes the people and so forth. So we see a great strong contrast to the Christian concept of private property and work being ennobling for the people and what we see in our own world today, with the ruling classes taking over and the governments taking over the rights of the people, and the poor people, the proletariat as it were, left without the proper amount of money to buy land and food. So we need to pray and beg the Lord to help us. We need to pray the rosary and do what Our Lady asked. In a way, it might be a punishment for our sins because we're not building the house with the Lord. The Lord will not bless us if we're not keeping the commandments. So if we keep the commandments and do what we should be doing, the Lord will build the house and will take care of the people. St. Joseph the Worker proves that to us. And we pray to him today especially that he would bless all the workers of the world. And all the workers of the Lord of the world will imitate Joseph and the Mary and Jesus of the Holy Family and use work for the good of the family and the good of society and do it all for the Lord. They labor in vain who do not work for the Lord. So this is what we want to do. And then, at the end of our lives, for the reward of our labors, God will give us an eternal rest of great happiness. So we pray for that. And we ask St. Joseph to guide the church and to help laborers in our society, to help the poor, the workers of the world, to gain their rights and the things that they need for their family. May the Lord bless you.